Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 24th at KZSE in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:02. I'm Brent Allen. Early showers with some late-day clearing for today. Currently sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We are hearing this morning about how some faculty on the picket line at Sonoma State University were assaulted on Monday. First, a man in a white Tesla attempted to pepper spray two faculty members around 7:15 in the morning on Sequoia Way. Then later in the day, four boys in a car shot water beads at faculty members on Vine Street. Several were hit, but none of them were harmed. The boys were eventually caught, and the Tesla driver has not yet been found. The Napa County Board of Supervisors has approved the sale of the Napa County Fairgrounds to the City of Calistoga. The deal for the 70-acre parcel is for $2 million, down from a previous deal last March for over $15 million. Calistoga says it is committed to rehabbing the property for fairs, events, RV parks, a golf course, racetrack, and other community services. A stretch of Highway 12 in Santa Rosa is scheduled for daytime and overnight closures this weekend while crews replace pavement. Eastbound Highway 12 will be closed overnight from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. starting this Friday through Sunday, depending on the weather. Traffic will be confined to one lane during the daylight hours. Daytime motorists should be prepared for significant delays. The work is part of a three-mile rehabilitation project along Highway 12 between Llano Road and Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa. The Los Angeles Times, the largest newspaper in California and one of the biggest by circulation in the entire United States, was hit by a heavy round of layoffs. 94 employees were let go, one of the largest workforce reductions in the history of the 142-year-old newspaper. If you ordered takeout from Chick-fil-A between November 1st of 2019 and April 30th of 2022, you could be eligible for a $29.95 gift card as part of a settlement over the company charging inflated prices for delivery during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lawsuit filed in 2023 alleges that the food chain promised low delivery fees on top on its app or website, but later increased menu prices by up to 30% on delivery orders, and the company has agreed to settle. The deadline to file your claim online is February 15th. Ford is recalling nearly 1.9 million Explorer SUVs because of a trim piece that can fly off and create a hazard for other drivers. The recall covers Explorers from the 2011 through 2019 model years. The recall comes after regulators opened an investigation into the problem last year after receiving consumer complaints. And Charles Osgood, who anchored the CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades and hosted the long-running radio program The Osgood File, and also was referred to as the poet of CBS News, has passed away. He was 91. He joined CBS back in 1971. 7:05 at KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic. If that will say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Mirov. Good morning, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. CHP is working two traffic crashes. The first one's northbound US 101, just north of 128. Units are on scene with tow trucks en route. So if you are going through that area, please slow down and pay attention. The second is Green Valley Road at Thomas Road. CHP officers are also on scene for that one. Other than that, we have no new incidents to report, and traffic is looking good for your morning drive-in. It is raining. Please slow down. Please buckle up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirov on KZST.
It's 2024 and interest rates are still high, almost everywhere, but you can still be happy. Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa is hosting a special 0% 2024 kickoff event right now. You don't have to pay a penny to the bank for the next 60 months. We have 0% APR financing on the new 2023 Kia EV6 and Niro EV. The savings are absolutely crazy, and we're just getting started. Kia shoppers, Jim Bone has the 2024 EV6 for $359 a month with just $49.99 due. Or, with just $27.99 due, drive the 2024 Kia Forte for only $219 a month. And for 2024, the absolutely incredible all-new electric SUV, the Kia EV9, is ready to reserve. Do that now and pay no dealer markup whatsoever. But you've got to get here now. These offers end January 31st. We'll see you today at Jimbo and Kia of Santa Rosa. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
From the community calendar, the Ronert Park Farmers Market runs every Friday night from 4 to 7 p.m. at the City Center Plaza. You can find more information at KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors are back on the court. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks at home tonight. And the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego at Torrey Pines tees off today. It's a rare Wednesday start and Saturday finish. Your forecast today, cloudy skies. We do have some light rain coming down out there now. It should wrap up into the afternoon hours. Highs today in the upper 50s. Cloudy skies tonight with dense fog by tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Peanut Butter Day. Peanut butter, as it is known today, has only been around for a little over 100 years. But actually, there is some evidence that ancient Aztec and Inca peoples may have been grinding peanuts into sort of a paste for several hundred or even a thousand years. The first branded peanut butter was sold in 1928 when Peter Pan was first sold. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
100.1 KZST. It is 712, 50 degrees. Good morning to you. I'm Debbie Abrams, and it is Sleep City time when I talk about mattresses, because people don't realize how important a good mattress is for sleep and your overall health and well-being. And when I say Sleep City, I mean really comfortable, high-quality mattresses at great prices. That's what the owner, Mark Thomas, prides himself on: quality products and spectacular customer service. So many brands to choose from. You got Heirloom, Bedtech, King Coil, Posh and Lavish. That's my personal brand. I bought it at Sleep City. I love mine. Besides the huge selection, check this out. You can shop by comfort: extra firm, firm, medium, plush, and ultra plush. Ooh. You can shop by size: twin, full, queen, king, California king. I like the big one. I have the big one. That came out wrong. I need space and I like to spread out. And by the way, Sleep City is part of the Go Local campaign here in Sonoma County. If you are looking for a good night's sleep, check out any of their stores. There are two in Santa Rosa, one in Windsor, one in Napa, and one in Petaluma. Head to a local store near you today. You can even shop online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. KZST.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on the neon lights and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last.
but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white ice staring at space?
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Rona Park studio. Good morning to you. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is looking pretty good for your morning drive in. There is some traffic going southbound US 101, just south of Castania going into Petaluma, but other than that, everything's looking good. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
counties. KZST, it is Wednesday, January 24th. Overcast skies, drizzly this morning, temperatures in the mid-50s. Good morning.
Want to save more this winter? Make fresh and amazing meals at home with savings you can count on at Raley's and Nob Hill. Get fired up for burger night with a juicy weekly member deal on ground beef. This week only, Raley's Something Extra members get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. Just clip your offer online or in the Raley's app and get Navel oranges or Fuji or Opal apples for just 97 cents a pound. Only at Raley's and Nob Hill.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
It is 7:23, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa, and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Already top entertainment news of the morning. First off, local celebrity chef Guy Fieri announces his first ever Flavortown Fest. It highlights food and funk music. It'll feature headliners Greta Van Fleet and Kane Brown. Happening in Guy's birthplace, Columbus, Ohio, June 1st and 2nd. The Santa Rosa resident has built a business empire that comprises of more than 80 restaurants worldwide. He's now doing Flavortown Fest. Next, a New York donut shop ran a 3-day promotion over the weekend selling Taylor Swift and Buffalo Bills themed donuts, anticipating the pop star would be at that crucial playoff game. Well, Donuts Delight was bombarded with fans, was forced to bring in 30 extra workers and keep the store open 24 hours for 3 consecutive days. FYI, they went through about 2,000 Taylor Swift Buffalo Bills themed donuts. And finally, boyfriend Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs tight end, recently wore an outfit with a similar color scheme as the Cheesecake Factory takeout bag. Have you heard of this one? He wore a mustard blazer and pants, a burgundy beanie, and striped turtleneck. The Cheesecake Factory folks did not hesitate to get in on the fun. They shared a side-by-side comparison of Kelce's outfit and the takeout bag, their bag design, with the caption, "Fashion Icons." So yes, he looked like the Cheesecake Factory takeout bag. The post had more than 1 million views. And that's the Daily Dish on KZST.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 24th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:28. I'm Brent Allen. We do have some light rain falling out there right now, currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. This year's Windsor Pride Parade and Festival has been canceled. The event started just 2 years ago, and by all accounts was a huge success. But the small group in charge of putting it on says they don't have the energy or the volunteer corps to pull it off this year. It's the same group that just wrapped up the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove. They're hopeful they can partner with another group and bring it back next year. A grant of over $426 million is coming to Humboldt Bay to construct a deep-water, high-tech marine terminal in advance of a proposed offshore wind turbine project. Eventually, it will produce 25 gigawatts of power by 2045. The port is needed to assemble and float the 1,000-foot-plus turbine devices into place 21 miles offshore. Construction is slated to be finished on the terminal in 2029. Nighttime work will begin this week to remove trees along Hearn Avenue at Highway 101 in preparation to replace the overcrossing beginning in April. The tree removal is being done early before bird nesting season begins. Work will be done from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. and will not be loud enough to disturb nearby residents. The full overcrossing replacement is expected to cost almost $44 million.